You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Wildfires in Northern California, but it's trying to ignite something that burned out some time ago that is the focus in Southern California. Hollywood might be best described today as the home of award shows, not the preeminent maker of award-winning films or any other kind these days. And in a bid to woo big production companies back to the Los Angeles area, newly elected Mayor Eric Garcetti promised to hire a film czar to make the case for broadening film industry tax credits at the state level. Sharon Waxman, founder and CEO of TheWrap.com, joins us once again to talk about the economic crater in Tinseltown. Sharon, first of all, what do you make of this film czar idea, and how far behind the curve is Los Angeles in getting a film production business back?
Los Angeles is very far behind the curve on this problem, and Eric Garcetti declaring a state of emergency yesterday and giving me an interview when he was sworn into office, saying that this is a big focus of his mayorship, is an important moment. But the truth is, the situation has been dire for at least 3 years. So Los Angeles, which used to be the center of production for film and television, has been rapidly losing that status to cities like London, New York, New Orleans, Vancouver, for many years already, and in a really serious way for at least 3 or 4 years.
You know, I'm surprised, and here's Eric Garcetti talking about these tax credits. I'm surprised that L.A. didn't have this program in place. We take it for granted here in New York, where we're constantly driving around film trucks because there's shoots all over town. Here's the mayor of Los Angeles in his inaugural speech at the end of June.
Meaningful tax credits for our entertainment industry isn't some showbiz boondoggle. It means more jobs for the middle class, more tax revenue. It's our neighbors, it's our florists, it's our bakers, it's the people in our neighborhoods that other cities and states are tripping over themselves to get.
I mean, why hasn't this been the case all along in California?
Well, here's the thing. You're absolutely right about that. But at the same time, the mayor of Los Angeles has precious little power to do anything about production flight. That's the reality. So what Eric Garcetti is doing is using his office as a bully pulpit to talk about the issue. And his decision to appoint a film czar is more about creating a stir and a conversation around the problem. But he actually doesn't have very much power to affect it. He does not have a budget to give tax credits, which is the core of what would lure production back to California. That's in Sacramento.
So describe the chain of events that's really made this flight happen in Southern California. You know, I remember the studios, and of course there's huge post-production houses, industrial light and magic, the special effects shops. All those businesses have really been affected by this?
Yeah, you're touching on a particularly sensitive point. Post-production, which is a huge part of the budgets of these big movies, special effects, things like that, that has just gone all over the globe. And it's had a devastating impact on these companies. ILM is one of the few left standing, actually, but a really important sort of signpost of how things have changed is that the new Star Wars is having its effects done in London. London. So what's happening with the effects houses is they are having to chase tax incentives all over the globe. They move. The tax incentives, the countries and the cities compete with one another, sort of kind of a race to the bottom to see how much money they can give back to the producers of the movie. And the studios then make their decisions entirely based on that. So you may move a production from one part of Canada to another. And then those companies have to move their facilities from one to another. And they end up, we've had lots of bankruptcies in that part of the industry as a result of that.
And technology probably enabling being able to set up anywhere as well. But the London thing doesn't bother me so much because, as we all know, Sharon Waxman, space aliens do have a British accent. Sharon Waxman, founder and CEO of TheWrap.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.